Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait, don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Chevron. Chevron has a record-breaking 2022. Profits were $35 billion for the year. Will their historic run continue in 2023? Chevron. Nobody's ever talking about Chevron. That's the crazy thing about it. Like, who's ever talking about Chevron? Oil?
Yeah, okay. I'm just talking about just in general.
The general world. Oil is not dead, apparently. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, if you look at the number one sector last year, it was energy. So I think energy was up 23% last year, some number like that. These are one of those necessities. When we talk about the things that you will need, right? These things are necessities. Consumer staples necessities. Energy is a necessity. Chevron had a great quarter, and I'll let you touch on it a little bit. But, I mean, tomorrow we're going to see another company that nobody talks about that's probably going to have an even better quarter in Exxon, right? They're looking at, what did they do, $35 billion? They're looking at estimated a $56 to $59 billion in revenue for the year. So energy is one of those sectors, man. When you get the timing right on it and you look at the world factors, obviously the crisis in Russia, we've seen, you know, oil prices spike, and we haven't had a solution there yet. So this is one of those sectors, man, you got to look at. And this is a stalwart. This is one of those legacy brands, especially when in the end.
Wait, define stalwart. Come on, you're in teacher mode. Let's go.
It's because
teach us. Tell us.
It was the Texas reference.
I got it.
Yeah, it's just one of those legacy companies that, you know, we don't think about when we think of investors, because it's not sexy enough. You know, it's just not sexy, no. But there's growth there if you get into the right if you get in at the right number.
Yeah, Chevron is the second most dominant player in the energy space. Amazing management. Also, please write this down. Anytime that oil or energy companies go up a lot, it's usually a sign that we are in a recession. So one of the indicators I'm looking at, I told you before, to see if we come out of a recession is how well China's COVID policy is reversed. So when they start to let people come out of mass. Number two, how well Alibaba does. Number three, I'm looking at Chevron to see how well they do this year, which would be an indication on if we are in a recession or not. So if you go back to, what year is this? 1985. IPO'd the low of that year was $7.31. By 2002, it was at $32.50, which is a great low to boat price for the stock. So incredible return from there. From 2002 up to 2016, it was at $77.84. Another great low to boat price. In 2020, it came down to $50.97. And from there, it went from 50 to 174. This is why I always say, too, I'm not trying to play both sides of the coin, but this is why I say you need to hold for 5 years minimum, ideally 30, to maximize your wealth and invest in the top two companies. Chevron has amazing management. I don't think they'll have the same kind of run this year, but if they get to like 102.46 sometime this year or next year, I'll be really happy, and I'll see it going back up to like 172 from that entry point. But yeah, I don't think they'll have the same record-breaking year that they did last year, but it is absolutely an amazing company. Yeah,
we got to keep those things, like you said, recession, inflation, all these things play into a role. When we talk about gas prices going up, oil prices going up, obviously the profits are going to go up as well for the company that's producing it. So, yeah.
Almost every asset class works if you hold it for a long period of time. The biggest mistake we make is holding on to assets for too little. And sometimes we do it in personal relationships. Like, you got, well, Troy, not you because you're smart, but everyone in the audience and everyone watching, have you ever like held on to a bad relationship too long and then you have something good and you're like, oh, that's boring, let me let that go. We'll often do the same thing with a great company versus a bad one. Like when everyone was GameStop and AMC crazy, I didn't hear anyone mention Exxon really, or Chevron. And these panned out to be two really good stocks to hold for the long term.
Yeah,
as well.
Yep. All right, well, we'll monitor the situation. But
can we monitor and bring Shook Shotty out, please?
I'm trying to really, you know, chill out.
Yeah, we're gonna chill.
You can't go crazy every week. You gotta, you know, take time.
I learned that the hard way too.
Take time also. I'm gonna be diplomatic. I'm gonna be diplomatic this time around. And
you need me to get the leather jacket? I can go back to my normal state.
Be diplomatic, man. Hit the like button and share this video, please. Mm-hmm. You know, Kevin Samuel used to just not even talk until they got a certain amount of likes.
I'm not talking.
We should do the same thing.
Rest in peace, Kevin Samuel.
To the Godfather.
Godfather. Yes.
I know we talked about it on CNBC, but I think it's a huge mistake that Match, ticker MTCH, or Hinge, or Bumble, I think their ticker is BNBO, did not grab him or any of the people in the dating space to put their content exclusively on their app. Huge mistake. Match, give us a call. I got a couple ideas because y'all start getting beat up too. So Valentine's Day around the corner. Hey, if you need to get your love life together, Match, call us. Well, we can, you know, I think Match is at $52 right now. It was at $182 back in 2021. Your stock is taking a pounding, like how some of you are going on Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Just kidding. These are jokes written by 85 South, Charlamagne Tha God, and Andrew Schultz. The boy funny. Got to protect, provide, and pound. You know?
Respectfully.
British pound. British pound. Hey, Dad Joke King comedy special is coming soon. Let's go. But what do I know? Mexico Ian, Azul Ian is different, yo.
Oh, man. Whew. Cuffing season. Cuffing season.
Almost.
Valentine's Day is fastly approaching.
Approaching.
I hope everybody's earned their love.
Start acting, right?
I hope you've earned your love out there.
Yeah. Earn your love. Earn your love. Valentine's Day is here, man. It's here. Mm-hmm. And there's no.
Can we get me and Brittany Renner on the first episode and break that? Hey, y'all. Hey, Brittany, what's popping? What are we doing? Hey.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
could be a little entertaining. Yeah.
There you have it.
Shout out to Amber Rose. Amber been wilding lately.
Amber Rose.
Hey, Amber.
Oh, man.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Hey, y'all. Boy.
Very important.
You want to run down some stocks?
Well, I want to talk about these restaurant situations.
Let's do that.
So many restaurants are beginning to test digital-only restaurants. How will this affect the economy over the next decade? What is a digital-only restaurant?
Remember when ghost kitchens got really popular during COVID and people were like having pop-ups and delivering the food? Taco Bell is the one that issued it. And shout out to Econundrum because he's the one who I saw make the post first. They did a pilot here in Texas where the Taco Bell was fully automated. I think it had one person in there like watching everything, but no employees. I have a buddy that works in the restaurant industry, and they said in 4 years they want to have majority, like 30% of the workforce to be, 30% of the restaurants that are fast food based to be robot driven. So you potentially could have a lot of these restaurants eliminate workforce, would clear up a lot of money on the books, save a lot of revenue, and probably could drive profits. I've been looking at Darden restaurants. The ticker is DRI. Historically an amazing company to invest in. I'm mad I didn't call in 2020 went down to $29.11. It is now at $146.92. Everyone put in chat, what are some of the companies that Darden owns? But for lower, and probably won't be McDonald's, but like Burger King, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, In-N-Out Burger, I can see them making a switch to put in automation. And for everyone who may think that it's crazy, I don't know if you've been to the grocery store lately. Self-checkout is getting bigger and bigger, and I'm seeing less people at the checkout lanes when I actually do go to the grocery store. And if I was a business owner, the profitability of a place would go up tremendously if I only had one person working inside of the business and all of your orders were being pushed out the drive-through by robots. I'm sure Dan Cathy won't adjust to this model because he has an amazing... Dan Cathy has no more trap house on earth. Like the efficiency of Chick-fil-A, and they're happy every time. I'm like, how do you do it? But Burger King or Jack in the Box or, there's a couple other restaurants that need some help, I think their profits will increase dramatically. Unfortunately for a lot of us that in our communities, those jobs are going to be taken away and they'll never be replaced. That's the trade-off. And I truly believe this automation is being done to destroy the job market for us.
Yeah, I mean, that a lot of people, a lot of people start, especially young adults, young teens, they work in these job environments. So to have that type of automation is like, when we talk about you have to have a skill set, you need to start training kids and educating kids on different type of skill sets and different type of tech. It's for a reason, man, because there won't be opportunities for them, right? And if there's no opportunities for them, we know what comes on the other side of that, right? Poor decision making, recklessness. Yeah. A lot of that comes with not having opportunity and economic resources. So it's scary, man. Who was it? Was it Taco Bell that did it first? They have the automated?
Yeah.
Taco Bell. Yeah.
I want to go check it out. Yo quiero.
Taco Bell.
Never ate Taco Bell in my life. You?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah, never.
Of course. Taco Bell, when I was in college, I ate Taco Bell. Chicken burrito.
Chicken burrito?
Quesadilla.
They merged with KFC. So that was like,
Taco Bell.
Yeah, that's tough. Yeah.
Shout out to KFC. Remember the honey barbecue wings when they first dropped?
Used to be fire back in the day.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Hey. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.